Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Shano Collins. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Smith. Batting third. The second baseman, Del Pratt. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Harris. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Pinky Pittinger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roxy Walters. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ben Carr. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ben Carr. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ralph Young. Batting second. The first baseman, Doc Johnston. Batting third. The center fielder, Tilly Walker. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Welch. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bing Miller. Batting sixth. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Slim Harris. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Slim Harris. And now, play ball. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a pop-up towards first. Johnston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston hits a fly ball into center field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Young moves to second. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Dugan. Young moves to third. Walker moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pittinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Moore now pitching. Pinky Pittinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittinger strikes out. One out. Roxy Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a fly ball into center field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harris. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dykes scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pittenger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith bunts towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Collins moves to second. One out. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pratt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Collins scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Pratt moves to second. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris strikes out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Dugan hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Carr covering, for the out. One out. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-1 in the game. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 0-for-1 in the game. Pittenger strikes out. Two outs. Roxy Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-1 in the game. Walters hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pittenger misplays the ball. That's an error on Pittenger. Miller moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 1 in the game. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Galloway for the out. Miller moves to third. Perkins moves to second. Two outs. Roy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is 0 for 1 in the game. Carr hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Perkins and he is out, Galloway applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a pop-up towards third. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt misplays the ball. That's an error on Pratt. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pittenger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnston moves to second. Two outs. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0 for 2 in the game. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan can't make a play. That's a base hit. Johnston moves to third. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Perkins hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dykes strikes out. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-2 in the game. Galloway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Walters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 0-for-2 in the game. Pittenger hits a line drive towards second. Young catches it and tags Burns out, for the double play. Two outs. Roxy Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-2 in the game. Walters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnston hits a line drive into center field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is 0-for-2 in the game. Carr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miller. Carr reaches second base with a double. Chanot Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pratt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carr scores. Pratt moves to second. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-3 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Pittenger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Perkins hits a pop-up towards short. Pittenger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Dugan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dugan moves to second. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 0-for-3 in the game. Pittenger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore can't make a play. That's a base hit. Dugan moves to third. Burns moves to second. Roxy Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-3 in the game. Walters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dugan scores. Burns scores. Pittenger moves to second. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Carr strikes out. One out. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pittenger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Galloway hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Walters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Brazel pinch hits for Roy Moore. Frank Brazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brazel strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from S. Hyde Park in Philadelphia.